You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Possibly built during the reign of King Harald Bluetooth, Aggersborg is the largest of Denmark's former Viking ring castles.
This is episode 302 for the 29th of October, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in 2017. The Viking ring castle in Denmark consists of a circular rampart surrounded by a ditch. There are four main roads that are arranged in a cross and connect the castle's center with the outer ring. The roads were tunneled under the outer rampart, leaving the circular structure untouched. The castle had an inner diameter of 240 meters. It's thought that the wall was 4 meters tall. Smaller streets were located within the four main sections of the castle. The modern version of Aggersborg is actually a reconstruction from the 1990s. It's a bit lower than the original fortress. The castle was also the site of an Iron Age village, which has made the dating of the castle difficult. However, it's been believed to have been constructed around 980 during the reign of King Harald Bluetooth and or Sven Forkbeard. Those are the best names. And yes, this is where the word Bluetooth comes from. I'm not looking that one up. Let me know. Five of the six ring castles in Denmark have been dated to this era. It only took about 1 or 2 years to construct the castle, and it was thought to have only been used for about 5 to 20 years. It's been estimated that the castle could have held a garrison of about 5,000 men. They would have lived in 48 longhouses. 12 of the longhouses were located in each quadrant. No remains of the houses exist, but proof of some of the wall locations has been found. It's been estimated that construction of a 32.5 meter by 8.5 meter longhouse would have required 66 large oak trees. It's estimated that 5,000 large oaks were used for the entire site. By my math, that's one oak for each person. Nice. Finds that have been discovered include imported luxury items like beads of mountain crystal and glass jars. A gold ring was discovered and a replica is on display at the Aggersborg Museum. The castle was strategically located at one of three ancient crossings of the river and was accessible by ship as well. It's not clear as to whether Aggersborg was a stronghold used to control trade routes or was just a barracks and training ground for soldiers. The short duration of occupation would seem to indicate the latter, but that is just my opinion. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.